True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. Final hour of power. You know, I'm not much of a golf guy, but Keegan Bradley hit an ace on six on the par three contest. And there was a big old celebration that I'm just seeing now. Man, was he excited. And kids and family and all that stuff. That's great. Doesn't mean anything for the tournament, but of course Vegas will try and make you think it does. Any golfer to record a hole-in-one during the Masters is currently minus 175. Whatever all that means. I guess if you just hit an ace on any one of your holes over the next 4 days, okay. A former commander has found a new home. Remember Sadiq Charles? Drafted, everyone was convinced in the draft community and around here in Burgundy and Gold Nation that Sadiq Charles, the LSU left tackle, was going to be Trent Williams' replacement. Commanders traded Trent Williams, drafted Sadiq Charles in the fourth round, 2020 draft. Could never stay on the field. Was always beat up. Wasn't very good when he was on the field. Walked away. The Commanders, of course, let him go. And went to Tennessee. And then he quit during training camp. Last year, retired. And we all thought he was done. Well, now he's back. And he signed with the Dallas Cowboys. Interesting. I mean, I would be a little bit more worried about that if Sadiq Charles had shown me much. But, you know, I got to be honest with you, not that worried about it. Not that worried. I guess everybody can develop at different times, what have you. Sure. Maybe he helps them out. Maybe he helps them out. You know, not a guarantee that he's even going to make the team. Never mind be a factor. But every team needs depth. And just real quickly, the Dallas Cowboys are amongst those teams that need depth. right? If you think about it, just want to pull up their depth chart here. The Cowboys drafted a first rounder last year at left tackle to replace Tyron Smith, who had been their left tackle forever, but had been beat up. So right now they've got Tyler Guyton, who they drafted last year again in the first round, as we mentioned. Tyler Smith, who they drafted a couple years ago, also in the first round. Now, remember, they've had, Tyron Smith left a year ago. Zach, the Hall of Famer, why am I forgetting his name? Retired. They've had a little bit of a mess at right tackle. So, could he earn a roster spot? Yeah. Guyton had a bunch of penalties last year. I mean, first-round pick, I'm sure he'll be better with experience. But maybe Sidney Charles catches on. And remember, he played a little guard too, so he can compete for a spot there. Maybe a chance that he's on the opening day roster. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I wouldn't trust it. Don't forget, Cowboys, you know, the Commanders have plenty of ex-Cowboys. Cowboys have Dante Fowler. And now, Sadiq Charles. Strike up the band. That lack of a Super Bowl streak is really in jeopardy. Oh, wait. Not only have they not won a Super Bowl since, what, 1995? Chris, have they made a Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
Does anybody remember the Cowboys in the Super Bowl anytime recently?
I think their last championship game was 95. I'm not sure. Did they go to the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah. Because they won the two Super Bowls under Jimmy Johnson. Then that was the fiasco against the Bills.
I remember they took the Bills twice.
Right. They took a year off, lost, I think, in the NFC championship game. That was the first year under Barry Switzer because Jerry Jones had, as usual, screwed everything up. And then went back to the Super Bowl, beat the Steelers. So it was 3 and 4 years. But that was the last time they won a Super Bowl. And that was the last time, my brain tells me that was the last time they were in a Super Bowl. Now, it's been longer for the Commanders / Redskins. But they didn't have the resources nor the pomp and circumstance that the Dallas Cowboys have had. So if you think about it, right? What, it's been 34 years for the Cowboys? For the Commanders? And now 30 years, going on 30 years for the Cowboys. That's a lot of non-Super Bowl futility. Think about that. It's a lot of non-Super Bowl futility for two teams in arguably the most important division to the NFL because of the market size and the history and the rivalries and the passion and all that stuff. Make no mistake about it, the market size is most important to them because all they care about is ratings. That's a long time, man. Yeah. Anyway, good luck to Sadiq Charles. That's a weird roundabout way of getting to Sadiq Charles. Coming up, Nationals manager Davey Martinez had something interesting to say about James Wood that my friends from Talk Nats passed along to me. We'll get to that. We'll get back into the NFL draft, and obviously we'll spend a lot more time on the NFL draft over the next couple of weeks. And listen, if anybody out there tells you they know what the Commanders are going to do in the stop. They don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I don't know, you don't know, they don't know, nobody knows. I don't even know if Adam Peters knows. Why? Well, it's very simple. Very, 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 very simple. Adam Peters doesn't know because he doesn't know who's going to be there. There's 28 picks ahead of him. That's why. That's as simple as I can boil it down. Maybe you wanted more? Eh. You're not going to get more. We're going to have to guess. We're going to have to wonder. We're going to have to leap to conclusions. All right, let's get to Paulie right here on the Team 980. Hello, Paulie. How are you?
Yeah. Hell to the W, man. How are you, man? How are you? Okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Paulie. I mean, I'm tired. I've had a very, very, very busy stretch here.
It shows that you're tired. You're all over the place.
Yeah, it shows it. Yeah. Okay.
You're all over the damn place.
Well, right? It's a good thing that you're not my program director. I tell you that much.
Hey, no, it's a good thing I called to try to save you. All right, let's go.
How? Wait. Back up. How are you saving me? How are you saving me? Huh?
If you shut up and listen to my dialogue, then you'll understand.
Okay. I want to hear this.
I heard you describe Shedeur Sanders. And when I heard you describing Shedeur Sanders, I said, man, that's the same thing they were saying about Baker Mayfield coming out of the draft. You know, who was going to be the number one pick that year. And Shedeur Sanders, to me, is a better quarterback than Cam coming out of Miami. And I think Cam had a better supporting cast around him than Shedeur has. So I see Shedeur going to the Raiders. I think that Genty thing is just a smokescreen. Like, you know, Tom Brady's in love with Shedeur Sanders. And I also see Deion being the coach of the Raiders in 2 years after Pete Carroll finally, retires and everything. Because what, he's like 99 years old? You know, I think Pete Carroll going to give him a good 2-3 good years to see if he can get them right on the right track. Then I see him moving up in the front office. But I definitely see Shedeur being a better quarterback than Cam, man. I think he sees the field better. I think he's a better downfield passer. I think he's better in the clutch. And I think he did more with less in Colorado. So, honestly, I would say if I was Tennessee, you know, I would either take Shedeur or try to move out of that position. I think Cam is just more of an athlete, and he has a strong arm. But like I said, the description reminds me of Baker Mayfield.
All right, so a couple of things here. Dan Orlovsky actually just recently compared Shedeur Sanders essentially to how Baker Mayfield was evaluated. So, you know, you're onto something there. I think Shedeur Sanders sees the field better from what I've been able to see than Cam Ward does. I would agree with you on that. I don't think he's a better downfield passer, though, based on what I've seen. And remember, a lot of Miami stuff went over the middle to Restrepo because he's a little slot guy, and he was their most productive receiver. So, again, different system, different whatever. The problem for Shedeur is going to be, like, if you have a guy, right, that doesn't have the same physical traits as Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, he can have a fine NFL career. He can have a solid NFL career. But if he gets drafted number one, number three, number five, whatever, top 10, which is more likely than out of the top 10, he's always going to be looked upon as a disappointment if he's more like, well, quite honestly, like Baker Mayfield. And I would say he's not as reckless as Baker Mayfield. Like Baker...
Let's say this, though. The Browns messed up that Baker Mayfield thing. I can guarantee you right now, everybody in that front office is wishing to God they would have sucked.
Well, yeah, because of course.
Listen, he had his rookie year, all quarterback outside of Jaden Daniels and my guy in Houston had subpar rookie years. Second year took him to the playoffs, you know, and the last 2 years, you know, he was battling injuries. So right. And then he took off with Tampa Bay. So, that was the Browns. That was the Browns being the Browns. But what I'm saying is he go to the Raiders, they just signed Geno Smith to basically a 2-year deal. I know it's 3 years.
Right, it's 2 years, yeah.
So the best thing for him to do is actually slide and go to a team that has a semi-established quarterback.
No, I got it.
Such as a Geno Smith.
I got it. Well, and also there's no pressure for him to play right away, so he can develop, you know?
I think in 3 seasons, we'll be talking about Shedeur Sanders in a higher grade of quarterback than Cam Ward.
No, let's see. I am not sold on Cam Ward either. I'm right there with you. Thank you, Paulie. Sorry. I got to run because I just got forgot we had a Masters update here that we have to run. So we got to take the time out so we can sort of stay on track. Coming up, what Davey Martinez said about James Wood. Want to get to that on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, 24 minutes after the hour, heading down the stretch here, final half an hour or so of the radio show. We bounced all around. Everybody's looking for things that are fun and juicy to talk about. One of the things that I had on the menu today that I never was able to get to, which we'll table for tomorrow, is this whole notion that the Nationals would be better off staying with the Lerner family as opposed to Ted Leonsis. I want to get into that tomorrow. Boy, is that hogwash. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Speaking of the Nationals, I wanted to get to this, and then we'll get to Luke. Davey Martinez last night. My friends at Talk Nats sent this along, so I want to make sure I give them a tip of the cap. Quote, on James Wood, he's totally engaged when it comes to hitting. He has a plan every time he goes up there, every at-bat. He understands the strike zone. He really does. And he's continuously getting better. So James Wood, again, there are a couple of things that stand out to you. Obviously, his frame. But from the time he was in the minor leagues, and I remember early last year, Davey said, well, you know, we need him to stop, you know, we need him to hit left-handers better. And he was striking out too much. And then he went on an absolute just tear against left-handers in the minor leagues. And then they called him up. Like, James Wood is not only a prodigious power hitter and going to get better, stronger, what have you, but he's also, as we said several times earlier in the show, very, 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 very good at going to the opposite field, going to the opposite field with power. And since Davey, and I said this several times on the show last year, since Davey uttered those words, which I think was right around Memorial Day, roughly, James Wood took that to heart. And he started smacking around left-handers left and right. And that didn't really change much when he came up here. And James Wood has now hit 3 home runs in 2 games just in this series alone. Against left-handers, as we've mentioned, 2 to left center field, 1 to right center field. And on top of that, I will tell you this, boys and girls, and anybody that's been out at the ballpark the last 2 nights, because I've been able to go, I had soccer games that I had to attend for my Freedom High School, which was awesome fun, but it was cold and windy as bleep out there the last 2 nights. It's not as bad today, but it's still a little chilly. The point being is, balls don't usually carry as well during the cold weather as they do during the warm weather and the hot weather. And certainly here at Nationals Park, I think we all know that, right? Now, wind can sometimes aid a ball or it can block a path. I'm not sure which way the wind was blowing the last 2 nights. I didn't pay that much attention to it. Here's the bottom line. He hit 3 monster home runs. Did James Wood. All 3 against left-handers. All 3 on 2 of the most uncomfortable, cold, chilly, windy, damp. Remember, Monday it rained a lot during the day, so it was wet, damp, cold. Not as windy. Tuesday was dry, but windy. That should be as impressive as you, I mean, anything that I said today, you walk away with that going, oh yeah, and think about that. What is this guy going to do when it's July? It's April 9th, guys. I mean, and these home runs, the last 2 nights, April 7th and April 8th. Again, all 3 off of left-handers. What is he going to do when it actually gets warm and the ball starts jumping? Think about that. Think about that. All right, when we come back, Luka Doncic makes his return to Dallas tonight. And last night, he did something pretty damn stupid. We'll tell you all about that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First, a trending alert. Oh, now a Masters alert, a Masters report from Augusta.
Hey. Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, a couple of things that we still have to get to. One, I just found out about, and one, I should have probably mentioned earlier, but I honestly don't care all that much. Luka Doncic is going back to Dallas tonight. Yay! He's going to get a standing ovation by the Dallas Mavericks fans who hate the organization now. They're probably going to cheer for a Los Angeles Laker. Every time he gets the ball, every time he scores a bucket, they're going to, if the general manager, Nico Harrison or whatever his name is, if he has any guts and he's in the arena bowl, they're going to boo him. Everybody's going to make a big deal out of it, especially if Luka goes off. Yet, I don't care. I have no emotional attachment to either organization, to the player, not at all. Would it be interesting to see if he goes off for 50-plus? Sure. Remember, Anthony Davis is playing. I think this is his first game against the Lakers.
Because
he was hurt right away.
Yeah, is he back now? Then?
Yeah, he's back. He's okay. Back. Came back over late last week, over the weekend.
Yeah, remember, he got injured like immediately.
Immediately. First game with the Mavericks. So you have that. The bigger thing that I care about is all this outrage that Luka Doncic shouldn't have been ejected from last night's Laker loss to Oklahoma City because he was barking at fans and not the official.
Swearing.
Who had
barking, but swearing.
Swearing, barking. Yeah, fair. Who had given him a technical earlier for doing the same thing. Luca then claims that he was not cursing at the official, that instead he was barking at the fans. And you can see him immediately gesturing and motioning that he was yelling at the fans as soon as he gets that second tack. I have no idea who exactly Luka Doncic was yelling at. But here's what I know.
I saw a statement by him today. And that guy, the guy in the stands, also thought that the guy, he was like, yeah, no, we were swearing at each other. We've been doing it
right.
All game, apparently.
Right. So you know, I have no problem thinking that Luka Doncic probably was talking smack with the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Here's what I know. If you already have a tech for yelling at the official, don't you have to, I don't know, have a little bit of mental maturity to not put yourself and your team in a terrible situation? I think they were down by one when that technical was called and they lost and they never recovered. And that's an important game for them. To me, it doesn't matter whether Luka Doncic was yelling at the official or at the fans. I'm guessing he was yelling at the fans. How do you be such a bird brain to not understand, hey man, I already have a technical. Right? I already have an issue.
I mean, it's going to encourage fans now, anytime he's a visiting player.
Yes!
To just start swearing at him all the time, just in the hopes that he'll respond.
Yes!
And get technicals thrown his way.
Yes!
You know, it's I don't know, like, it's not a good excuse.
No!
It's also just going to encourage more of this kind of crap.
Well, here's the thing. That's on the player. Fans, we cannot expect to act with any kind of true civility as long as they're not breaking any rules and as long as they're not in violation of whatever the code of conduct is and whatever. Okay? But, like, Luka Doncic is a professional. He's an NBA player. He doesn't need to be engaging with the fans in a yelling or cursing sort of manner so that the official would think that it was coming to him. So here, just real quickly, right? There was another technical after that. The official missed a couple of what they're calling blatant fouls on the Lakers. NBA referee JT Orr, is the official. And it was 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. The Lakers had a one-point lead, and they never recovered, right? So LeBron James, again, seeing this, said, quote, it was a weird couple of minutes after that, starting with the ejection. I don't know why the ref was taking it personal. Just weird as hell after that moment. All right. Not, you know, anything too crazy. But he said Luka was going back and forth at the time with a fan that was sitting courtside like Luka does. The ref took it upon himself to think it was versus him, whatever the case might be. It was just a weird as hell moment. Again, Luka Doncic has to fix this, not the official. Not the official. Right? Am I wrong? Again, this is not the first time that Luka Doncic has been engaged in fans. This is not the first time. Like, he didn't get ejected by a one technical foul. He got ejected for a second technical foul. If you have one already, doesn't it make sense? And I'm sure Craig will have a different spin on this. I'm trying to figure out how it makes sense if you already have one technical foul and you have a history of doing this.
Is there a way for a referee to take that back? Now, before shots have been taken or anything, is there a way for a referee to be like, oh, I know they don't ever like saying they're wrong.
Yeah, so I mean, they could get that, but they could get together and rescind the foul technically, but it's kind of a weird look, sure. Just like this was.
They're never like saying that they're wrong anyway, but
right.
It just makes you wonder, like, could the ref have done something?
Right.
I don't know.
You know, it's just, unless I'm missing something, if you already have a technical to begin with for essentially the same thing, what are you doing barking at the fans right in the path of the official? What are you doing? Sorry, unless I'm missing something, that's on Luka Doncic, not on the official. Not on the official being thin-skinned and sensitive. Not understanding the moment. Screw you, man. Be a professional. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now everybody's mad at the official. And not Luka. Pretty little Luka Doncic. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. Right, Chris, you want me to take a break here? Is that what that panic look on your face was?
It's a little tighter on time.
All right.
So.
All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. I just crossed this story. Well, it's got something to do with Major League Baseball and chicken wings. We'll tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. A little pinhead from the Ramones. That is Metal Chris's standard intro into Dumb Dumb of the Day, which always makes me chuckle. Always makes me laugh. Just a little bit. Just like all the fanboys out there that are so mad at the official. How dare they eject little old Luka? How dare they do that? They should have known. I don't know. I heard that the first technical was for yelling at the officials. I didn't watch the game. I fell asleep watching the U.S. Women's National Team soccer, which lost. Oh, God, did they look terrible before I fell asleep. I was exhausted.
Did you hear about this weird thing that the Canucks did last night?
Yes, I did. I posted that on IG. They were down 3 goals.
Yeah, under a minute.
In the last minute, and I saw all 3 goals, and then I saw the game winner in overtime.
Well, overtime, so no
shootout. On the road.
Overtime goal.
Yeah. On the road in Dallas.
Yeah.
4 goals. But total in the from the final minute on, but like you said, not a shootout win, an overtime win.
Overtime goal.
Three goals to tie it up. They scored, Dallas did, their 5th goal to take a 5-2 lead with like 2.5 minutes left. They thought they had an easy win. And yet they blew it.
They said the league is now 1-21,344. In scenarios where a team up by 3 with 1 minute to go.
That's a crazy number. I didn't see that number, Chris.
21,000. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see that number. Woo. But man alive. All right. You know what time it is? It is time for Dumb Dumb of the Day. All right. So this has happened to many of us. Cody Bellinger of the New York Yankees was in Detroit with the Yankees at the team hotel. Monday night, he wanted to watch the NCAA tournament game. He makes a lot of money. The cost of Buffalo wings, not a problem for Mr. Bellinger. That was the only thing that was not a problem. He ordered room service, traditional bone-in wings, no sauces, spices, or rubs. He said, quote, they were good coming in. Then he woke up at 4 a.m. sweating and just started throwing up for a few hours, saying, quote, it was a tough morning. He couldn't even play on Tuesday for the Yankees against the Tigers. That's not why he's a dum-dum. No, 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 no. Instead, It was this statement by Cody Bellinger. Quote, I can say I will not eat wings for 5 years. I swear. Because the thought of it right now makes me sick. So wait a second, Cody. You're going to eat wings 5 years from now and the thought of it won't make you sick? You're protesting because you got one bad batch of wings from a hotel room service in presumably a very nice hotel, and you're going to punish the buffalo wing industry for 5 years? That's dumber than dirt, man. Cody Bellinger sounds a little bit like what my daughter does. She has one bad meal somewhere, and she'll never go back to the restaurant. I'm sure a lot of you are the same.
Depends on how bad the meal is.
It's not only quality, but if she gets sick and therefore has like issues, let's just call it that, then she'll never go back there, ever. She just swears it off. One bad incident. Now, I can understand how it would be tough to mentally overcome that, but come on, 5 weeks. Chris, if you ate a bad piece, do you like pizza?
Oh, yeah.
If you had a bad piece of pizza and you were throwing up and having diarrhea, would you swear off pizza for 5 years?
Probably not all pizza.
Well.
Maybe from that restaurant.
Well, maybe.
But.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's easier to do. That makes sense, per se, compared to swearing off all chicken wings for 5 years. A, because chicken wings are awesome. B, you should not hold the chicken wing industry hostage like they're holding us hostage by charging $2 a wing. You should not, if you're Cody Bellinger, hold the chicken wing industry hostage because you had one bad incident. So for that, my friend, boo-hoo on you, Bellinger. All right, we're wrapping up the show. Sorry, a little miscommunication at the line of scrimmage. I called an audible. My bad. All right, so that's going to do it for us today. Cody Bellinger of the New York Yankees for swearing off chicken wings is our dum-dum of the day. Nats and the Dodgers getting set to go at it. We will talk about it tomorrow with you, Thursday at 1 o'clock, as well get you set for the Caps and the Canes and much more on the NFL draft and a whole bunch of other things. Join us then. Craig Hoffman up next. Wizards basketball at 6:45. Thanks to Metal Chris. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Brandon Duhame of the Washington Capitals. If you missed that, check it out in the podcast at theteam980.com or on the Odyssey app. And that's the show for a Wednesday. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.